Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Chap, Chef Roland Passot, Jamie Passot, La Folie, San Francisco, the end of an era, 32 years ago. Together you had a dream, you had a vision to open your restaurant. Before we go back in time, let's just do this.
Cheers.
Ah, oh, Jamie, how are you, love?
I'm great.
Roland, how are you, Chef?
Oh, I feel so good. I cannot believe it, matter of fact.
You look pretty good. Let's go back. 32 years ago, that first day, when you put the key in the door on day one, what was your vision? What were you hoping La Folie would be?
So what we were hoping to do, Jamie and I, then, to bring our people, bring the customer like they were coming to our home.
Yeah.
Kick up their shoes under the table, feel like at home, feel, make them feel really comfortable. So we wanted a restaurant where not, where in high-level food, but in very comfortable environments. So where people will say, hey, wow, we forget that we were in a restaurant even. We had our own home.
Well, listen, let me tell you, Jamie, that first day, what were you imagining it would be?
I think I totally agree with Roland. At the time, there was these amazing restaurants. There was Fleur-de-Lis. There was...
Was Gary Danko open back then?
Stars.
Stars.
Stars was not open.
Stars was open.
Okay, I'm talking about the French restaurants. And all of them, all of their menus...
La Bourgogne.
Le Trianon was closed already, I think, and L'Étoile was open. I think La Bourgogne may have been closed by then. But, you know, what was amazing, it was a lot of French restaurants really still. Then it was also Ernie's, it was also Amelio's. And there was still that French era.
Sure.
You know,
yeah. And so when we say 32 years ago, we're talking 1988?
88, right, a year before the earthquake. And so we didn't put our menu in French. We, even though we had a French chef, it was very French driven.
And that was probably a new thing, right?
It was a little bit of a new thing. But I always say it's been kind of crazy because we opened up a year after we opened with the earthquake and we've ended with the pandemic.
Well, listen, honestly, to think about the journey that you've embarked on, to think about the fact, and to share with the folks at home, on Saturday night, you had your last supper, last night of service. The last 6 weeks of your run, it's really been like Christmas every night. In terms of just the number of people coming through, the celebration and vibe in the air. You closed big.
Yes, I think the big thing for us is that, for me, that we always grew slow. It was always about the customer. It was always about the guest experience. We didn't do every big advertising. We never did anything. It was about just getting those repeat customers and giving them a good time and having the good food and. Yeah, it's an experience, and it was expensive, but every time they would come, and so our repeat customers just built and built, slowly built and built and built over the years. So we finished on such a strong note of amazing people that have came back and dined. It was a little overwhelming, and it was exciting, and so it's bittersweet to close. I think it's a little time for Roland and I, because Roland has never actually left the kitchen. He was always on the line every single
Roland
night.
Roland Passot, the last chef on the line.
Ooh la la!
That's her Roland.
No, I mean, for me, it was like, you know, okay, it's our last almost 2 months. Let's make the best out of it. I was not expecting that really overwhelming, you know, love from all our customers, all chefs, you know, cooks who came back. Some people came fly from Singapore. Some people came from Seattle, from Chicago, from Denver, from Seattle, from, I mean, from all over the place.
Wait a minute, I came all the way from Noe Valley.
Noe Valley. Noe Valley. Do you know where Noe Valley is?
I'll show you. I'll point to it on a map.
But, you know, I mean, to feel the love like this, you know, I think it made us feel really, really special. And the last days was really, it was emotional for me because, you know, I had tears in my eyes and some moment and joy because I see how many people we made happy and I see then we left in a very good knot, you know. So it was very important for me to leave that restaurant in a good knot because we had great time, we had great memories and with our staff, you know, with our customers, with our friends, you know, I mean, it's just amazing, you know, and it's why I want to, Jamie and I are going to work on a book for Memories of La Folie because there's some great stories.
Yeah, sure.
And I think the big thing is that our legacy was all the chefs and staff that have come through the restaurant and gone off to do amazing things. We've got Nopa, we've got Flour and Water, we have
Laurence Josol. We have also Jason Alversons from Corridors. Yeah. We have Richard Reddington. We have also Tre Fauché in San Diego from Georgia de Cove. We have
here's the deal. If we were to do a culinary family tree of all the chefs that have come through your kitchen and then gone on to do great things, that is your legacy. And it is impressive.
Truly exciting.
The reason people showed up these past couple of months to say au revoir is because you've been making people happy through food and hospitality for 32 years. For any restaurant to survive 10 years, 20, 32, who does that?
Yeah. And I think, okay, I realize right now, San Francisco, we're going through a tough time, whether it's this virus that we're going through or the city, but we still believe in San Francisco. San Francisco has been very fidel to French cuisine, to great dining, and, you know, we're going through a little blip, but it's going to come back because the customer and the diner travels and they know great food, and I really believe in the future of San Francisco chefs and everything that they're doing, and we're excited to hopefully we'll document what we the past, but we're excited to be maybe part of the future and other little things.
Well, I have to say, and I can't wait for the book. I've been saying to Roland and Jamie for a number of years now, when's the book? Where's the book? Well, listen, guess what? No excuses anymore. You have time.
No excuses anymore. Yeah. I really, you know, I've been wanting to do a book for so many years, and it's always like, oh, no, I have to be at the restaurant tomorrow. Oh, you know, we have such and such party, or we have those CIP, or we have an event, or whatever it is. You know, it was never a good time. Now I have no excuse. So I'm going to put my head down, and I'm going to write down a lot of stories, and hopefully, you know, some of them are going to be edited, I'm sure.
Well, listen, I have to talk about a couple of stories because I know you've had so many great customers over the years.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite stories always is the night Bill Clinton became your receptionist.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yes. So when Bill Clinton came in, I was really excited about it. And, you know, I told first it was a joke because I played a joke on Hubert years prior to that.
Chef Hubert Keller.
And I really, you know, feel like then it was unbelievable that they choose us to come to a restaurant. So one of our best customers brought him in. And in the middle of the evening, he got up and he went say hello to every customers. And I told him, hey, are you looking for a job? Because I have a job for you as a maître d'.
And And he took the job, right?
Well,
he took the bait.
I mean, for me, I made sure that my kids, I mean, I think one of them, I think my oldest was studying actually presidents in her, you know, her grade school in Mill Valley, California. And I'm like, you're coming to the restaurant because you've got to meet him. And he
was president at the time.
Oh, no, he was not.
He was after.
It was after. Yeah. And he was not president at the time.
No, it was after.
Yeah.
But what was...
He was so generous with them.
What was great, he took the time of talking to the kids, to really taking picture with them, and to really, you know, I told him, I remember that story vividly. So I say, Mr. President... You know, you've been such a great man in our country. Yeah? Could you run ever for president again? He said, Roland, no, I cannot run for president here. But there is one place where I can run for president. And I say, yes, where? He said, France. And I say, France, but you're not French. He said, no. But there's a Napoleon law who, if I live in France 6 months prior to the elections because of the Louisiana Purchase,
yeah,
I can run for president as long as I speak French.
How's his French?
So he said, matter of fact, at the time it was Jacques Chirac was the president. Yeah. He said, matter of fact, you know, there was an interview, I forget if it was in the New York Times or somewhere in the United States, and where they were mentioning that he could become president of France. So Jacques Chirac call him and say, Bill, and he get up, you know, he get up from his seat and he put his hand over the ears. Bill, are you seriously thinking running for the elections? And Bill respond, Jacques, first of all, you're my friend. Second of all, I don't really speak French.
Boom! So this is all going to be in the book, all these stories. Jamie, you were front of house early on when people came back of house. But when you came, when people came, they would see Roland in the kitchen and you were there too. Of all the years, all the moments, all the people you interacted with, were there any highlights other than Bill Clinton?
Well, we have so many highlights, but I think, I'll put them down. But I think right now, because it's very apropos to what's going on, we opened up a year after the earthquake. And when that earthquake happened, it was, you know, rising, and overnight a drop. And I saw the resilience of San Francisco. I saw people band together, bond together, and rise above. And I think we have to take that same message today. And I'm seeing that today. You know, we're going through some tough times, maybe even tougher than we did after the earthquake. But it's that same spirit. We will get through this. We will all get through this. We are San Francisco. We are the Bay Area. And nobody's gonna, you know, mess us up. And I think, you know, that's the big thing. I think that's for me that you know, we started with that earthquake and we're ending with the pandemic. We will overcome. We will overcome.
Well, listen, your fighting spirit is impressive, Jamie. Jamie and Roland, we could talk for hours. I just want to say two things. First, let's do this. Clink, clink. Mm. And drink to resilience. Drink to the future, drink to Bay Area Strong. I know that we will get beyond this. But I want to thank you both for your friendship. 20 years ago, I was in the kitchen for the first time on television with Roland and Jacques Pepin. Yeah. An instant friendship was born. Then I met Jamie. Then love came to town. oh, la la. So thank you for the gift. The gift for both of you and what you've brought to San Francisco and the entire Bay Area. And your love, your passion through food.
And we were very proud to be part of San Francisco. Hopefully, history is because, you know, 32 years is a long time, but we love San Franciscan. We love the people, and we know then to the resilience and to that love of each other, we're going to go through that pandemic, and it's going to be tough, but we're going to come stronger and better, and a better world will come around it.
Roland, Chef Roland Passeau, Jamie Passeau, to you both. Thank you, my friends. I'm going to put you on the spot, though, because I always share one recipe. If you could share one recipe, a recipe of comfort that people can make at home with their family, maybe on a Sunday, and gather together, one of your favorite recipes, something to cook on a Sunday, what might that be? And here's what we'll do, friends. We'll get the recipe. We'll pop it up on the website. Do you know what Roland's going to say, Jamie?
I don't know. Tonight we're doing roast beef and some cream spinach. Yeah. So I think that is like a very simple favorite dish of Roland, many chefs.
I always like a good steak, but you know, I mean, I think there's so many recipes then who could be made at home, and I'm hopefully planning to do a lot of little pop-ups and maybe even, you know, dinner at home. Yeah. So, you know, I'll keep you posted, but I think there is a lot of things then, we can do, from a bouillabaisse to a beef bourguignon, but also to a simple sea scallop with a nice polenta and a nice brown butter. You know, a nice sea scallop, you can get that at your fish store, at the fishmongers. A little polenta underneath, you can get that even at the farmer's market with a front porch farm. And, you know, a little brown butter. It doesn't take much. It's very simple. It's delicious. And if you want to top it off with truffle or with a piece of sweet bread, why not?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yes, because all of that is available right now. Chef Roland and Jamie, to
Cheers.
You both.
Cheers.
Folks, we'll share one recipe with you. All the info you need to know, plus more on the story of Chef Roland Passeau and Jamie Passeau at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chat.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.